Welcome back, muchachos and muchachettes. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being here. I also appreciate Gary and Chris being here. We haven't heard from Tom yet, so I don't know if he'll be with us tonight. And Lori will be on tomorrow night. She gave us a couple of clips that we may play. I'm not sure if we'll get around to those yet or not. But before we go too much farther, I want to remind people that this show stands on activism. It is activism and let's give the credit to the creator first. Then let's just get right to the meat and potatoes of what's going on down here on the old planet Earth. It is activism and activism alone, other than the creator, who got the Bundys out, who got Tom LaCavara out, and who's going to continue to help us get the right thing done and restore justice and righteousness into our courts and put the witches and Nazis back into a common law standing. In other words, sit at the donut shop and down at the courthouse until there's a real emergency. No more of this victimless crime garbage. I know the attorneys make a ton of money on it, but sorry, it's not appropriate in a free republic if that's what we want to live in. And even the witches and Nazis enjoy their freedom. So don't trample on ours. Got it? All right. So support the network, and don't forget, God calls you to activism. It's not just me saying it. God says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who's going to get out and get it done? Jesus did not sit around waiting for himself to return. He hit the streets and he got it done. So we're trying to get something like that done here, at least bring some truth out, some activism will sprout up out of what we do here. Suggestions? Go to courtroomwatch.org and download a jury nullification flyer and make a ton of copies. It's right there in a nice, neat little PDF file. There's no excuses. If people are too lazy for jury nullification flyers, do not be surprised when you get scooped up by your local street Nazis and escorted at the point of a pistol into the witch's court. So you want to avoid that nightmare? Get your ass out and start passing out some jury nullification flyers, people. Don't wait any longer. Stop procrastinating. Don't be scared. You're not going to get arrested for passing out jury nullification flyers. It helps if you do a couple of things. Take a friend with you. Have them video live stream so there's no delete of recording. What was the other thing? Call the High Sheriff of Nottingham before you go into the witch's territory. Let him know that you're going to be exercising your First Amendment right to pass out general information on jury action and jury duty. Nothing to do with any case specific, other than the one at the bottom that says jury nullification is entirely legal and lawful, even according to their own witch's court, Mr. Sheriff of Nottingham. Okay, and then he'll call the bailiffs and say, we got somebody, one of these patriots coming down, pass out jury nullification flyers today. Try to stay out of their way and humor them, and if they get in your, right in the blind, that'll give them some instructions to try to make everybody happy, and you'll avoid some bailiff coming up and saying, because you can't pass those out here with the judges. I've heard it before. I had a bailiff come up to me and say, Judge Brown doesn't want you passing out these jury nullification. Now, he didn't say you can't. He just said he doesn't want you passing out the jury nullification. I know that already. Doesn't want you passing out the jury nullification flyers in the courtroom or the lobby. And I said, right there, sir. The courtroom, yes, you're right. Lobby is public property, and if I'm not disrupting any proceedings or directly interfering with any case, unless you can show cause, I have every right to pass these out. So if the judge would like to enforce that, please have him give me an order in writing, and we'll go from there so I can pursue it at the higher witch's court. Of course, they left me alone from that point on. I passed my flyers out all over the courthouse lobby. Okay, see, you got to stand up for yourself. Do it nicely. Know where you stand. Know how to speak. Be firm. Be polite. You can be firm and be nice at the same time. Not that tough. People think that talking firm is somehow screaming and yelling and swearing. I'm not screaming, yelling, and swearing tonight, but I'm being firm, and I'm saying, Mr. Bailiff, I have every right to be here. If you interfere with me without an order from the judge, then we're going to have to get your boss, the High Sheriff of Nottingham, down here and let him work the whole thing out. They usually leave you alone if you start standing up for yourself, especially if you have another one or two people with you. So there's a plan for you. Real simple. If you can't do that, and I understand that some people can't, like maybe they don't have a car or you're 85 miles from the nearest witch's court, God bless you. Boy, if that's the case, I wish I was you. No, but seriously, you could go online if you have a computer and pick three or four websites a week and post a link to this network and a PDF file of this broadcast. What's going to keep you safe is as many people as possible that you can get through to, knowing about jury nullification locally in your area, knowing about this broadcast nationwide, so the whole movement develops and grows quicker. We could be bigger than any other network with the truth and the real, the good broadcasting, the great broadcasting RBN has, if just you could get the word out and touch people's ear. And it's not that difficult. So be a promoter for the network, and we appreciate that. With that, I'm going to welcome Gary in Michigan. Gary, how are you tonight? Didn't mean to catch you off guard there. I know you got to come off mute, and I'd like you to give us a prayer of thanks for at least the creator opening the witch's prison doors for Tom LaCavara and the Bundys and a few others. Bundys, I use that word term in generally speaking to encompass all the gentlemen and women who are being persecuted by the witch's court that were involved in the Bundy situation, okay? So I'm not forgetting all the people involved, but I just can't name everybody every time I bring it up. So I quote-unquote the Bundy situation, the Bundy gang. Sorry, I don't mean to make you sound like the Bundy gang, the good gang, though. But anyway, the Bundy crew. And you know, prayer of thanks and a prayer of protection for the patriots who are still being persecuted, because when the witch's pension is invested in the witch's prison, the witch's court is going to be packing those private prisons as full as possible with us patriots. Go ahead, Gary. Okay, we had a little background noise, a little technical difficulty with Gary. We're going to get back on the line with Gary in a second. Chris, how are you doing tonight there, my friend in Vegas?
Well, reasonably well. Thank you for asking, Eric, and hope that Gary's okay. And I was really elated to see a video of Hammond getting released from the front lobby area of the 333 Las Vegas Boulevard Foreign U.S. D.C. Court.
Yeah, I love that 333 thing they got going. Everywhere they can get that number 33. Oh, it was like the Tom Brokaw interview with Donald Trump years ago back in 80-something. And had to mention that 33 number there, you know, because that's one of the Masons' favorite numbers there is 33. And so, you know, when you see the number 33 or 666, which is Jared Kushner's, the address of Jared Kushner's real estate on Fifth Avenue and Donald Trump's penthouse, I believe, at the Twin Towers of Mordor, is on floor number 66, if I'm not mistaken. I'd like to bring you some. And now the news. APS. Then after I read this, I want people to really think if Trump's making a difference. All right, Gary's here. Let's go to Gary first, and then I'll read you some news, people, and you can tell me after I read some of this news if you think Trump's made a difference. And this will just be in one category of life, but it's a big one. It's a bit one of the big ones if it can be perpetuated. Because remember, if they can throw the patriots and throw the people a couple of bones and a couple of crumbs and make them think they're free and the republic's getting resurrected, and keep just a couple of things going. Like, I think if we could narrow it down to as little as few as three, maybe two, or even I'd entertain the idea of one. Categories. We'll have the category of the military-industrial complex as one. We'll have a category of the bankers. The Federal Reserve is another. Let's say the other category of admiralty law and the witch's court, which is allowing them to do everything from property seizures under tax foreclosures to drug war and victimless crime, supposed possessions of, you know, guns that aren't even in people's hands. Okay, so, you know, okay, so there's two, or there's three. There's the banking, the military-industrial. What about the educational industrial complex? We did the broadcast once a few weeks back on Trump's STEM initiative. science, technology, engineering, and math, you know, telling other people's children what he needs to have their children become, so his corporate buddies can have a steady slave labor pool. Gary, how are you tonight? And we'd like a prayer that would be a combination of thanks for the Creator opening the witch's prison door and a couple of people getting out at least to go home and clean up, grab a shave and a decent meal, and be in normal clothes when they, you know, not prison, orange prison jumpsuit shackles with their teeth falling out of their head. You know, what's the jury going to think? You know, you want to talk about an absolutely evil situation they've been put in for the last 2 years now. This is why I'm not going to back off when I say this is nothing more than year number 9 of the Obama administration. But we do have things to be grateful for, with some patriots getting out to go home and come back to court for their witches tribunal, ecclesiastic night, militarized ecclesiastic tribunal nightmare. But also, you know, so a prayer of thanks for some blessing. But, you know, still we got a long so far to go that, you know, we still need a prayer of protection as well. I don't like to get bogged down in too much good news. Not appropriate with what's going on and the lives that are being destroyed by this antichrist system that covers so many different things. So, Gary, how are you tonight?
We're doing good, thank you. Thank you. And it's wonderful to be able to speak in the area of thankfulness to our Father, Yod Vahi. We're surrounded with blessings that we take for granted every day. I know I'm just part of that. Just the fact that when you turn the tap on, the water comes clear and so-called clean and crisp and all these good things. That's a simplicity. The fact that we can go out and breathe decent air in certain areas, at least in this country yet. There's a whole many blessings that are given us, but they once in a while these special blessings come forth, like the Bundys and Tom Lockhart, the release of them. I do believe Father had a hand in this. I think he has a hand in all those things which have righteousness involved in them. And I think that as we look at the verse 18 of the 25th chapter of Leviticus, we've read this before, but I think it's worthy of reading again when we talk about thankfulness and what we can do to bring our Father into our lives and to make it more clear that we have a life and he is behind our life and he is behind what we really are to do. It says in verse 18, "Wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall live in the land in safety." There we go. Verse 19, which also covers something of that. "And the land shall yield her fruit, and you shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety." What a blessing that would be once again, that we could eat good food, drink good water, and dwell in the land safely. Without these, like as Eric says, these witch courts instructing us through all these evil things, putting us through these evil things that they've done with the Bundys and Tom Lockhart, it's inexcusable. But why don't we try some of the things that our Father asked us to do? Let's take care of the soil. And in Leviticus chapter 25 is where they instructed Moses to tell the Israelites, this is where you come forth, and you rest the land on the seventh year, and on it goes. But this is what we need to do. We need to try our Yod Vahi's way of persuading this, and then be thankful little by little as we would see things change. This is my whole belief and whole purpose in what life I have left, that we can bring our land, our soil, and things back to what they once were. I don't know if we'll ever have a Garden of Eden, unless in the second coming of our Father it comes. But we can strive to do a Garden of Eden, at least. And I yield there, Eric, and we say, Yod Vahi, bless us and bless these people, and be thankful, our Father, for everything that you give us. And you would give us more abundance, I'm sure, if our heart and our mind was in the right condition. We ask in this, in your name, so be it.
fantastic. That was wonderful. And you kind of revived a thought and some action that I used to recommend and do quite a bit more than I do now. And I'm glad you kind of something in what you just said reminded me of, you know, when you call the vicars and the bishops, anybody who's got enough guts and wants to talk to one of the Rothschild Bank Vatican front people right in your community, be polite and pleasant, hit them with scripture, hit them with their own word. And we got to get back to doing this, because you could call the prosecutor and you could call your congressman and you could call your senator and you can even call the judge, but you need to go to the power source, which is the vicar's office, and of course he works for the archbishop. If I'm not mistaken, the archbishop is just underneath the cardinal, and then they report right back to Rome. And so, believe me, when a couple of dozen people only, or we're not even talking hundreds, we've had situations where we've had hundreds of people calling, and one of the sheriffs said he was getting hundreds of calls on one of the cases. And so I know that, and just a couple of dozen makes a big stir. Imagine a few hundred phone calls. So I encourage people to communicate with your archbishop. Mr. Archbishop, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm in your diocese. You're in my diocese. If you're a godly entity, which you claim to be, then I require you to do this in the interest of righteousness and justice. Read them your request. I want the Bundys out. Immediately, the case dropped. This is absurd and ridiculous. You have extreme power, Mr. Archbishop, Mr. Vicar General, Mr. Judicial Vicar. Whose judicial do you think they're vicaring? Almost every diocese has a vicar general and a judicial vicar. They're vicaring our judiciary. The Catholic Church doesn't have a judiciary. Oh, it's got some tribunal garbage that they hear divorce cases or something and tell people it's okay to do this or that. God grants you that permission now through the hand of the Pimp Francis in Rome. Yeah, but, you know, anyway, communicate with the vicars and the bishops. Hit them with the scripture. Read them something that pertains.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. That's a song for a winter's night by Gordon Lightfoot. Pretty good, appropriate for this winter's night. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. I am Eric the Freedom Screamer, filling in for Tom LaCavara. Tom will join us as he can. Laurie Anderson will probably be here tomorrow. Appreciate Gary and Chris being with us. Where I left off was hit the vicars and the bishops with their, I hate to use the word, with their own scripture, because we know they're not following it by any means. But they purport to be, okay, you're going to play the role of Mr. Pointy Hat? Okay, don't use the words. I'm just saying that. You got to be nice. You got to be Mr. Vicar. If you purport to be a man of God, notice how it's never a woman, it's always a man, you know, that's how you know it's coming out of Rome. If you purport to be a man of God, I require you to do everything in your power to the point of almost discomfort. I know it's nice at the country club and going to the big Catholic Charities balls where all the Trumps and the Hillaries come together and meet together at the same place, doing the same thing in unison, lockstep, kissing the ring of the cardinal in New York City at the Catholic Charities dinner. Everybody who's anybody has to be there. They got to show up to pay the vic. Remember the old saying, pay the vic? That's the vicar general. That's the Vatican tax collector at the local level. Okay? They always wanted to take a stab at the Rothschilds or the Rome, the banking establishment. Somebody high. These guys are as high as you're going to get locally. And they're the power, the keepers of the gate, so to speak. They're not picking up the phone and for every case and saying, do this. Okay, this one's guilty, this one's not guilty. But they set this infrastructure and the system and the parameters and the legal statutes and the codes, rules, and regulations up. So it's the unspoken word. It's the new written word. Here's your Satan's handbook, Black's Law, and the New York State statute. Ta-da! There it is. So they don't even really have to get involved on all these deals and send secret messages all the way. Now, when things get on the bigger level, the Bundys and stuff like that, believe me, everything you see is orchestrated, very little. This judge didn't just see the light and, you know, decide she was going to do the right thing, and now she's kind of coming around, and no. I wish that were true. And if it was, God bless, praise be the Lord, I'd love to be wrong. But I'm telling you, I've done this long enough to know their hearts don't change. And if they do, they usually come out in some kind of public way and repent. There's a lot of people, like, on the internet who were Masons or Satanists or Luciferians or some kind of three-letter agency hitman or something. They came out and they were born again and said, you know what, I kind of regret what I did, or I definitely regret what I did. And now here's what I am. I'm doing to fix it, and I'm share what I can, you know, what I can tell without getting anybody else killed. And we'll try to give as much truth as possible once again without jeopardizing lives. But there's very little truth that cannot be told, you know, because somebody's the life of a spy is in jeopardy, or somebody's going to get hurt over it. The truth needs to be out there, all of it. The problem is, you know, they call it disruptive technology. You let out that free energy device or that that 80 mile an hour or 80 mile an hour, 80 mile per gallon carburetor, you know, and it's gonna put a dent in the money for Rex Tillerson's ExxonMobil operation. Oh, sorry, he's not the CEO of ExxonMobil anymore. He's the head of the State Department. Oh, joy. Great. So that's putting the fox in charge of that hen house, would you not say? With big oil needing land in northern Afghanistan to run pipelines from the Middle East to China, I would say it would behoove big oil and benefit them very much to have the troops, or preferably private contractors, wouldn't that be better, go to Afghanistan and take land that has in no way lawfully belonged to them whatsoever. Right, and that was according to Zbigniew Brzezinski, who admitted it in public. I'll never forget it. He said, it's not about terrorism. It's about oil to China. I said, oh, an honest globalist pig. At least he's telling us, you know, what their motive is. And we know there's other motives as well. The Afghanistan thing, I know there's all kinds of, there's layers. There's usually multiple reasons for them to do something big like a war or an assassination like of JFK. It's usually never just one thing you can point to. That way it keeps people a little bit more confused and arguing about what the real reason was when it's usually a whole bunch of them. So we appreciate you joining us on the RBN Network. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Gary and Chris tonight. Tom will join us on occasion as he can from the halfway house, and Lori will be with us most likely tomorrow. After the bottom of the hour break here, I'll read some news, and you can tell me if you're really... because the first thing I felt after reading, you know, kind of the list through this list was, wow, man, there's nothing changing. And I wish there was, but it's not looking good. We've got to do it ourselves. Buy local, fix local, support the RBN Network. We'll be right back after this break.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
To get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far better. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect Republic. Thanks for joining us tonight. We got Gary and Chris. I'm going to ask my friends to go on mute as best they can while I read a little news here. And while, once again, I'm just going to kind of, here's the premise. The premise is, the thesis is, and we can discuss which, what are these things that we, what are these categories, what are the most important categories, meaning areas of life, of society, of where we are in civilization today, in our country. What could, you know, in other words, what things can be left in place that would make all other things irrelevant, no matter how they were affected. That's about the best way I can put it. You can build a wall. You can get us out of TPP. The stock market could go to 950,000. It could go ballistic to Pluto. You can put the little robots in the factories and, you know, call them children and blah blah blah. And you can do all these things, but if the military-industrial complex can keep doing what it's doing, if big oil can keep doing what it's doing, using the military, the U.S. military and the military-industrial complex for its domination of the resources, chief among them the oil. I heard somebody else say that when the first person who runs out of money usually loses a war, it almost comes down to whoever runs out of gasoline first or oil. That's how the Germans basically petered out, is because they couldn't fuel up a lot of those Tiger and Panzer tank divisions that were headed for the coast to stop the invasion at Normandy. In the long, long run, I mean, over decades, ultimately that whole Nazi thing would have collapsed. But you never know, if they would have stopped the invasion at Normandy within the first 20 miles. Who knows how history might have changed? But they had a problem getting fuel. Patton wanted to go into Russia and get the prisoners that the Russians were holding. They scooped up a bunch of our guys when they grabbed the Germans. Never gave back the U.S. servicemen. This is why the last thing this worst, the last thing on anybody's mind should ever be enlisting in the military. They will hang your ass out to dry, bro. Bye-bye. You don't care if you if it's going to affect the whole system in a negative way or make any upper super higher witch look bad. There will they not give one freaking hoot about your rear end. The last place you want to be is the military. Get into a nice small community and then join your local militia and make it a responsible entity that's not around, you know, entertaining ideas of doing stupid things, but just building a community safety. So you don't need the cops and the police state and all these sheriffs and police and state troopers. We kind of had a little disagreement last night. I want somebody to show me a sheriff, and then I'll mention them in very high regards, that has stood against an order from, now I'm going to have to split this down here, and I hope I'm not going to get too far off track. I want to get back to the property seizure. When an order comes from a county court, and I walk into that county court, and behind Mr. or Mrs. Witch, there's a big thing that's, and this is the same thing in almost every state. Someone correct me if their state's not this way. Fantastic. There might be a few out west or down south. I don't think so. But in New York and most other states, it says behind the county, now this is supposed to be a county court, it'll say Unified Court System of New York State. That's a state court. That's not a county court. Right there, bingo, no jurisdiction. You have no lawful authority here. When the state statute usurps the constitutional standing of a local statute, it does not get enforced. You cannot be bundled up and all of a sudden have somebody from the state tell you, you're now part of their state court, Mr. County, thanks, bye. I don't know, you know, how does that fly? I mean, I know how, but it should not be. And the court automatically loses any standing as soon as the judge walks in and sits down under the sign that says Unified State Court, he's out of his dreams, he's reporting a lie. He's saying, you're in county court now. Well, no, I'm not. It says right behind your head, Unified Court System of New York State. Where's the county moniker? I don't see anything county. Oh, you're using plenty of county resources. Hell yeah. But you're going to enforce the state statute. Okay, oh, great. No, when the state statute is in conflict with any common law or constitutional standing, it should not be enforced. That means 99% of the laws are total BS and should not be enforced in any way. That would put the state police right out of business overnight. Oh, can't have that. So, but we should. So anyway, I want someone to show me a sheriff that stood against the county/state court, unified court system of whatever state you're in court, a state court masquerading as a county court in your county courthouse, to go see somebody's farm or somebody's house. And I want to show you, should somebody show me a sheriff, and then I'll lick the boots for a night or two, like everybody else. You show me the sheriff who has stood with the property owner when the court says, oh, tax foreclosure. In a republic that's founded on tax revolution and private property rights, the county owns your property now and you owe us money and you didn't pay it, so we're going to come steal your house. Go get them. Show me a sheriff that's doing it. That's telling the FDA that they can't come on the Amish farm to sniff the milk is not enforcing private property rights. What happens next month when the county issues an order to steal the farm because the people ran behind in their paying of the VIC to the local county whore down at the clerk's office? You show me that sheriff and I'll lick the boots for a night or two. All right? Until then, I don't want to hear about property rights. They're not enforcing any property rights. I went out in line and looked up Sheriff Brad Rogers, Mr. Constitutional Sheriff, and he's out busting people for pot paraphernalia at the county fair and filling the prisons full of hundreds and hundreds of people and then having all these programs that tell you how great prison life is and they're making it better for all the prisoners, 95% of whom are in there for a total victimless crime. So he's enforcing this whole retarded BS that the state's a victim and the county court and the/state court out of its jurisdiction has authority to lock people up for victimless crimes because they violated a state statute. Oh, he swore. Here's the problem. And I confronted a sheriff with this, and wait till you hear what he said to me. I did it in front of 300 gun owners at a scope meeting in upstate New York. And I stood in the back, and I waited, and I listened, and I heard the questions, and I listened to his speech. And it came down to this, and I said, you know, I raised my hand to ask a question. I said, Sheriff. And by the way, this sheriff turned out to be a decent guy. He actually came through and stood up for my rights in a video public filming a trooper or a situation, somebody in public, and came to my, so I got to say, he turned out to be decent in many ways. But you could tell the brainwashing. And I said, Sheriff, I said, it seems to me that you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. With your right hand, you've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. With your left hand, you've taken an oath to enforce the statutes of the state of New York. And when the two are in conflict with one another, so how do you justify? And he kind of came back and he goes, I'll bet you're one of those type of people who wants to overthrow the government. I said, whoa. I said, where did that come from? I said, I never said that. I do not promote that. And I totally denounce that statement right here and now. And he came over. He said, I'm sorry. He said, you're right. He said, that was the card he went right to because he'd been brainwashed. And he came over and apologized, and he was cool about it. He was nice. He said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. There's nothing about overthrowing any government. I'm telling him, I'm saying, Sheriff, these statutes for the state of New York, we were talking, referring to the SAFE Act, which claims that an assault rifle is simply have a detachable magazine and semi-automatic. That's it, and it's an assault rifle. And it has to be registered with the state police. And 2 million New Yorkers said, no. 96%, to their credit, 96% of the New Yorkers, because most of New York is upstate land-wise, unfortunately, there's a massive population tucked off to that little island in the corner that's extremely, quote-unquote, typically liberal, as you would say, and very much communistic and very much bootlicking and thinks the government's going to fix everything and take all that money from the wealthy corporation and give it to the poor guy, and they just don't understand freedom and prosperity is just basically laissez-faire. So Sheriff turned out to be a decent guy, but it was very interesting where he went to. So anyway, what things can be? I would say that if the Federal Reserve could keep printing the bogus currency, and the military industrial complex, and including the drug war, could stay in place, almost everything, and the admiralty law system of the unified court, state courts taking over the county courts, and then the federal courts coming in and telling the state courts they're subservient, which is all baloney. They want the pyramid to be top down. We know it's bottom up. So, Chris, I'm going to see if you have any comments on that while I take a sip, and then I'm going to read this news.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. I certainly agree with you. The power and the duty to non-consent is very, very important. And, of course, they only belong exclusively to the belligerent claimant, that who asserts his rights with the fervency, who refuses to consent when terrorized, threatened with jail, contempt of court, or any other coercive techniques of oppression by the black-robed priest of Baal.
Very well put, Chris. Thank you. Hang on one more second.
Another dip for you, or a double dipper tonight. It's a... but it is a great day with Ammon Bundy walking out of the judge's, which is prison. It's just really, I can't believe that Gloria Navarro actually found it within herself, I'm sure, with the insistence of the great creator reaching down and touching her black heart from above, causing her to come to her senses. if she has one.
But yeah, right, exactly.
She was touched enough to let the Bundy family and many others walk out of that prison because of the egregious abuse of discretion of the prosecution, hiding, obstructing, stonewalling, refusing to comply with Brady Act mandated disclosures of all exculpatory, inculpatory, and other evidence to be used in the defense so they can have an effective defense to be able to put off the oppressions of the federal government and the lies of the BLM and the other agencies that were involved. We don't even know who all the players are because you can't know what you don't know. That's why they don't want you to discover anything and refuse to reveal anything and hide and lie and claim they don't have anything because they don't want to give anything up that will convict them and show their criminality.
Yeah, boy, I am sure many more players than we even would know, going deep into foreign intelligence agencies, i.e. the Mossad and MI6, we know the British Special Forces were involved with murdering American children at Waco. Would you feel better about Prince Harry, the chief British soldier, doing the devil's horn sign with Mrs. Melania Trump and her seeming to have no problem with it? And now the news. APS Stanag takes shape. NATO's standardization agency, did you get that? Standardization, has released initial details of the standardization agreement covering active protection systems. While still working a draft, Stanag 4686, in addition to accompanying Allied engineering publication, has already been defined. Berlin Security Conference, Germany's heavy lift Helo project relatively unaffected by country's political problems. Lockheed Martin does not expect the current difficulties in forming a new German government to have much of an effect on its efforts to sell its CH-53K King Stallion heavy lift helicopter into the country. Now, first of all, this is going to take a year. So I don't know if John Stadmiller wants to give me my own show down the road or not, but I might need it just to get through just this one pile off this one site, which is a very good, reliable military intelligence site. This is all public information. I'm not reading anything that's classified. Did you hear? I'm just going to – there's hundreds, okay? And I'm going to read through a bunch of them tonight. I got to stop here, though. Because I haven't read these, so it's blowing my. I saw the list, and I just hit print, print out, print out, print out, and I got a pile here in my hand. A lot of this is a first-time shot for me. Obviously, no surprise. But does this not say it all? Lockheed Martin. Okay, now let me stop right there. So Lockheed Martin. First, I got to break down just this one article out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Okay, this is just one sliver. And this is just of the military-industrial complex. This is our theme for the next few days. Lockheed Martin now. Okay, now let me stop there because I want everybody to know that when I was listening to an interview with the CFO, that's the chief financial officer of Lockheed Martin, this was on, I think it's called Federal News Radio, AM 1500. I do not recommend anybody waste too much time there, but once in a while you'll catch a gem. And they'll think it's normal. People like us who have morals and scruples and realize what the military-industrial complex and the satanic Luciferian pigs in the banking establishment that they're working for. Here we've got a break. We'll be right back after this break. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. I want to thank Gary and Chris for joining me tonight and everybody out there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nature's way of telling you, dying trees.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris sitting in with me as well. So, I'm on the second article out of hundreds, and I'm going to go through a bunch of it. And boy, I'm telling you, what a goldmine of stuff to talk about for a broadcaster. I think I could just retire on this one website here. Everything has just, the first words in this one here, Berlin Security Conference, Germany's heavy lift Hilo project relatively unaffected by the country's political problems. Okay, we see where this is going. Lockheed Martin, now I wanted to explain to people that Lockheed Martin, you know, gets, and this came from the CFO of the corporation, Lockheed Martin, in his own words in an interview that he did on Federal News Radio. And he said that Lockheed Martin, how awesome it was that Lockheed Martin gets $17 billion, think about this amount of money now, $17 billion every month. Not every year. Every month. Okay? So $17 billion, if I'm not mistaken, it's 17,000 duffel bags with $1 million in each one. So I imagine 17,000 duffel bags, Chris, picture it. It would probably cover a parking lot like the size of Walmart.
17, bigger than that. And
possibly more.
Lockheed Martin is also known as the Skunk Works, which does black ops projects for the government. And so when you understand this is taxpayer money that's going to fund the militant industrial complex, that's a very egregious abuse and unjust enrichment of a special interest group of probably former militant industrial complex members of the former military who have then gone into privatization to prey off the American people.
Boy, ain't that the truth? That's right. Lockheed Martin is Skunk Works. Skunk Works is Lockheed Martin. So, $17 billion every 30 days. Okay. Lockheed Martin sets 17,000 duffel bags with $1 million in each one every 4 weeks. Think about it. And Donald Trump's always saying we got to make America strong again. Those are your code words for getting the sheeple to accept the military-industrial complex and turn a bunch of patriots into a bunch of warmongers. But everything's okay now. He's getting us out of TPP and he's building a wall. and the stock market's at an unnatural level of 20-something thousand. When that comes crashing down, it's going to be a pretty rude awakening. Lockheed Martin does not expect that the current difficulties in forming a new German government to have much of an effect on its efforts to sell its CH-53K heavy-lift helicopter into the country. Did you get that? Not going to matter who's in the government. Not going to matter who becomes president or dictator or whatever, the Führer, or whatever they have over in Germany now. Doesn't matter. Lockheed Martin's still going to be selling those King Stallion heavy lift helos. No problem. China commissions another type in 056A Corvette. China's People's Liberation Army. Maybe. Yes, it does say that. China's People's Liberation Army Navy commissioned its latest Jiangdao class type 056A Corvette on 28th of November. Don't you love the way they're using the name of a classic American car on their military equipment? I feel so much safer now with Donald Trump in office, especially with all the talk of more war and making America stronger again. Chinese tank destroyers exercise in Djibouti.
Music's playing.
We have music? Yes, we do. Turn that music up, Mike. I'm like, kind of hard of hearing up here. I am. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.